All eyes were on Minneapolis after George Floyd's killing while in police custody. Then it was Kenosha after Jacob Blake's shooting. For black Americans, the repetition of police violence can bring a sense of hopelessness. That's what it feels like for Milton F. Craig, an assistant professor of criminal justice at Illinois State University. She's researched police community relations, race, ethnicity, and crime. She tells WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson what's been on her mind since Kenosha.
So the fact that we continue to see this going on and on and on again, and with every new incident, they continue to minimize it. I don't know how much louder we can speak, right? How much kneeling we have to do, how much marching we have to do to show that this is a problem. And so, you know, we've had our focus on George Floyd, and then we found out about Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and Elijah McCain. And so this is just 2020, and then here we go again. But the only thing close to a silver lining would be the fact that Jacob is alive and he can speak about the incident when he gains more strength, right? So we can't hear from George Floyd. We can't hear from Philando Castile. We can't hear from Sandra Bland, but we will be able to hear from Jacob Blake. And so I am hoping that that will spark some additional change that is necessary.
What are some proven tactics for improving community police relations, and how do we scale that up nationwide?
For police community relations to improve, there has to be this concept of legitimacy in the eyes of the community that is being policed. So there has to be the idea that this law enforcement agency is here to protect us, as opposed to this law enforcement agency is here to, you know, make problems for us or to harass us or to just lock us up for no reason. And so if historic patterns have looked that way, it is up to the agency to begin the outreach. I do believe that the burden is on law enforcement. They are the authority figures in these situations, and they are aware that their perceptions are not positive from a lot of community members. So I believe that there should be outreach teams in these departments that make it a point to connect to community members, right? So maybe it won't be a good idea to just, you know, park in a disadvantaged high crime neighborhood and walk up door to door, because that image doesn't look friendly based on their prior circumstances. But the department can say, okay, here is the pastor of one of the most well-attended churches. Let's set up a meeting so that I can explain why I want to have a better relationship with the community, and you can help me facilitate that. Maybe I can visit the church and speak with people in a manner in which is not threatening, right? And so you use those, you know, if they're community elders or those people who are well-respected in the community, and start to open the door. And then once the door is open, you continue to reinforce the idea that we are here to protect and serve. And so once the community sees the police as legitimate, then they are more likely to assist.
Have you experienced or witnessed any racist events yourself while being here? I'm wondering if something occurred that kind of keeps the fuel going in your drive to continue pursuing this field.
I'm glad that on a personal level, I have not experienced those things, but I see when other people do, and it's most disheartening when I hear about negative interactions involving my students. And so it is a constant thing for them to have to go through. Not only when we talk about civilians who may be discriminatory, you know, having to get pulled over multiple times a week when this is where you live. This is, you know, they know that your car is registered in your name. You're not driving over the speed limit. Your music isn't too loud. So why are you being pulled over again and again and again? And people may see it just as, oh, well, it's an inconvenience. It's not. it actually is something that can terrorize individuals experiencing these interactions, because especially with the news that we see now, how do you know this is just going to be a pullover, you give me a ticket and I can go on my way? This could be the last time you take a breath. And so if we don't get officers and the agencies as a whole to understand how the institution as a whole is being viewed, right? It could be an agency that is not problematic, but you know you're part of a larger policing institution that has major, major, major flaws.
That's ISU Criminal Justice Professor Milton at Craig speaking with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson.